Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Knackfrosch und Gummistiefel, dem Podcast für Hundenerds und Traininggeeks mit Eva Bergins und Florian Schneider. Gemeinsam mit Gästen aus verschiedensten Fachbereichen nehmen die beiden Training und Verhalten von Mensch und Tier anhand wissenschaftlicher Erkenntnisse und persönlicher Erfahrungen genau unter die Lupe. Hört rein und holt euch das Wissen auf Handy oder Laptop. Wo auch immer ihr gerade seid, Knackfrosch und Gummistiefel begleiten euch.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge von Knackfrosch und Gummistiefel. Heute mit einer Spezialfolge in Englisch, weil mich dieses Thema besonders interessiert. Wir werden heute über Medical Detection sprechen und da den Spürhundebereich ein bisschen ausleuchten mit einem skandinavischen Podcast-Partner, mit dem Elkhammer Miller. Und der wird sich jetzt dann gleich auf Englisch vorstellen und der Rest der Folge wird in Englisch stattfinden. Hi, Ilka.
Hello, my friend.
Nice to see you again after such a long time. I always think about you and what advices you gave me when we do some ID tracking with my students. So may you introduce yourself a little bit so that our auditors can have an idea what your background in especially scent detection is.
Okay, I take it very shortly because if I take my whole career, it will take a few hours. But anyway, now I have been retired about 7 years. And before that, I was working at the police dog school 20 years. And before that, on the field 20 years. So totally, I was working with the police dogs more than 40 years in the service in Finland. And when I was working at the police dog school, one of my main responsibility area was human individual scent training programs, and of course other detection training, also narcotic explosives and cadaver and etc. So
that's how we got in contact with each other. So the ID tracking part of your work, I'm still doing ID tracking with my younger dogs, so not the dogs I started with, so that were more for me like how to get started with a dog to do ID tracking. And now with Bayou, I'm planning to do this year his mission readiness test for ID tracking.
Sounds good. I have also started a new dog. I have now 22 months old, no, young, Polish hunting spaniel.
Oh, okay. What is special about the Polish?
It's spaniel. It's a Polish breed. They about 100 years ago they mixed the spaniels from Wales and Sussex and whatever, and then they built up their own breed.
Is it more in direction of the cocker or the Springer spaniel?
Between.
In between. Okay.
In between, yes. Quite small breed, but I'm very happy about that dog. I like it a lot. Yes.
What is special about the breed? So what do you like most?
Most is the how good are the brains and how the dog can focus when we go and work. And she's very calm, very nice.
She's calm?
Yes, very calm. But when I need energy, then we go. But she can control the whole time. And I like the way how the dog is working.
But you're doing tracking with her.
Yes, I do ID tracking with her, and then some detection training also.
For what? So what's the purpose of the?
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Okay, that sounds great. So as I'm also doing scent detection now for several months, I'm thinking about in which field or in which kind of mission I would like to get involved. And I'm really interested in the topic we talked before, like medical detection. I think when you were in Austria, you mentioned the cancer program you took part of.
Yes.
And that's what we would like to talk about today. So can you explain a little bit what was the purpose of this kind of research and how does it end it? Because you told me you're not in the program anymore.
Yes, we started a lot. It's about, wait a minute, about 6 years ago, because it was quite after when I was retired. And then the people who were doing that cancer detection program and also research. They asked me also to come there because I was free, and then I had very good 8-year-old police dog with me. So I started with that dog. And first we started with to look after the prostate cancer, if our dogs can do that. And we started. And in the beginning, I thought, oh, this is very easy. My dog learns this very fast. But what happened, I found out that my dog learned to pick up the and remember the individual scent of each.
The human.
Yes, positive human. And the biggest challenge for us and why we stopped then the whole program after a few years was that we didn't get any enough training material. We found out that our dogs, they learned very fast each individual person, also positives and negatives. And that was the problem. And we didn't get enough training material, and then we decided to stop it.
Okay, so the biggest problem was the training material. But what do you mean by they search for the individual? So how does it look like? Have they to match to sample, or do they have just to search for cancer particles in different?
No, we used urean from the positives and negatives, and then we had on a lineup just a few drops of that for each person, and what. We thought that they learn to understand what is the cancer. But because we didn't have enough training material, we need to use the same.
The person. Same every.
And then they learned and they remembered the personals, what we needed. And then that was the problem.
So how you are sure that they remembered the person?
We did some tests. It was very complicated, but for example, when the person was positive for 3-5 times, and then we took that person away, and maybe after few weeks, we put again that person there. They remembered it. But when we had a new person, which was negative, and we had the negatives on up where persons what dog has found before. So dog had also picture of the negatives here and remembered that this is yes. And then, oh, this is new. And it was negative. And then they alert the negative ones first time. But then they and that's
okay.
And that was amazing for me to realize and understand that how fast and how good is the memory picture here. When they get the scent and they put it here. And if you repeat the same, if you have the same negatives, lot of the same negatives, and then it changes the positives. Then they're, oh, these are the negatives. I don't get any reward. But from this, which is not something else than the others, I get the reward. And then we put the negative there. And oh, full alert.
Okay. Now I understand. So, if you say you have two less material, how much material did you had? So what was two less?
We had about from 30 to 50 positives and about the same negatives. So, and at the end, a little bit about 100 negative. And we calculated with the whole system that what we should need minimum would be about 300-350 positives. And 900 or 1,000 negatives.
Wow.
And that is not easy. And one mistake what we did also in the beginning was that, okay, we know the prostate cancer are the men in my age. And we get the same samples, positives, but then the negatives were younger men. So there were a lot of, so it was for the dogs. They learned the game very fast.
Okay. So the problem was that, okay, the examples of the negatives were not the same age than the positives.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So so you think the major problem in medical detection, doesn't matter which kind of cancer, is to get the materials, because you have to use more than one hospital or one cancer ambulance to get all the material.
Yes. And then very important is the way, like we say, how to pick up the scent sample, how storage it, how to do every steps. That's very important.
Yeah, so you need a fridge, a special one, and you need a place to store it.
All that takes a lot of time. And then the dog training takes just a few minutes. When you make a lineup in one training session, it takes about 15 minutes to 20 minutes. And then you take the next dog and next and next. But all the other things before that, that's a lot. And then you need, and you have to calculate everything. You need to have statistics, everything on the paper, each person's, and that's a lot of work.
Okay, because I talked to a dog trainer who is also a doctor, and she told me that especially in cancer, all the detection systems they already have now beside dogs are so good that they really don't need it any longer. It's just for research purposes. The only thing she can remember that there is interest in dogs is bronchial CA.
Yes.
But there is the same problem you had, how to get all the samples.
Yes. I think that if it would be easier, if it should be easier to get the training material, then I think we should use dogs more and also, but that's the reason why we have to stop.
Yeah, that's meant you need a university which will collect everything for a dog research so that you just have to do the dog work and students or professors and the university will do all the statistics.
Yes. So like in Finland, the one part of the training group, then when we stopped, and then of course came the COVID, and then they jumped in the COVID program because they get a lot of money. And we who were doing the cancer, we didn't get any money. So we at the end, we were doing it just for free.
Oh, okay.
Just on volunteers.
But you also took part in the COVID program.
No, I didn't go there because I saw the quality of the dogs and the system, how they did. And that was what I didn't like. And I said, no, this is not for me. I don't want to do this. And it was not so easy in the beginning.
I just heard rumors about the COVID dogs that some, especially also in Austria, they said, yeah, so now we have some Corona dogs, some COVID dogs, they are detection dogs for that. But do you think that would have made sense to use a dog for COVID detection?
No. I think we have it. Different kind of very good testers, what you can use, and they are cheap. To train a dog, it takes time, and to find a good dogs for that, it's not easy. Good handlers. If you have only volunteers, like we had, some of them were only pet dog handlers who wanted to help.
And
the quality of the handler and the dog, they were not in so high level how they should be. And that was also a problem. For example, when last summer I got the COVID and then I made the test with a stick, and one day earlier, my dog came, started to sniff here when I was breathing a lot.
Oh, okay, really?
Yes. And when the COVID was over, she stopped it. So
really?
I was breathing something, what was something interesting for my dog. Something, but I never normally I don't breathe that, and she was reacting, of course, that because she didn't know anything about the COVID. But that was something, and then that was also, of course, it was a possibility to start to the way to reward the dog for that. But then it was only Ilkka. Then I would need more and more people and send samples and that kind of send samples that I can be sure that in these are positives and these are negatives, and that was. Not easy to arrange.
Yeah, to be fair, the COVID test, it's 15 minutes you need to do a COVID test. And compared to getting a sample for the dogs, taking the dog in a station where taking the samples there will need way more time. So yeah. As I heard the first time about the COVID detection dogs, I thought, okay, they just can do it by passengers coming out of the airport, like they do it with a lineup with the suitcases, like sniff all the persons, and because everything else will have so much time and you need so much place and things to do it that it makes no sense.
Yes. And I think one goal what they had, and they were talking here, and when they were selling the product here in Finland to get the scholarships and money, was that then they can go to the airport, and when people are coming out from the airplane, dogs are sniffing. I said them, this is theory. It's like narcotic detection dogs or money search dogs, what the police and custom have. But to train a dog for that, it's not just like this.
Especially if the dog has no experience in detection, so...
Oh, yeah. Then we go back again to the quality of the dogs. What kind of dogs we have? That we need very good dogs for detection works. They have to be very good.
Yeah, so I think if they really had planned to do it properly, they had to use dogs which are already doing scent detection and just retrain them on the different scent.
Yes, I agree, because what I'm pretty sure is that when you teach your dog the scent detection work, for example, with my puppy, I started with her to build up the search motivation a lot. I did a lot of search motivation with the toy and toy and toy. And then in the same time, I started to use human individual scent articles with the steel keys. You remember when we used on track. And then I started to hide them and presented the scent, the dog. And then that was it. Very fast, very fast. After a few exercises, I could say that, okay, my dog is ready for this. Now I need only the scent, what I need. And then I started to do something. I said, oh, what shall I do? Because I cannot get narcotic and no need, no cadaver, nothing. Oh, I will start with tea. And then I took 5 different tea types for early gray, Twinks early gray. And then I learned my dog to find and motivated her to Prince of Wales, because in that time it was very popular to Prince of Wales because what happened in UK. And then I teach it that scent to my dog, and then the discrimination from the other scents. And then I hide that tea drop somewhere, and she found, and very fast. But the main thing is that dog has very high motivation to search, can calm, can focus, and use nose. And that's it. That's there. And the training, how I cannot say how much I have trained. I have trained less as possible. And I wanted to see how much I need to train my dog that she can learn what I want. And that was amazing.
I just read the book of Simon Prince, and he explained there, if you give somebody 6 months to train a behavior, he will need 6 months. If you give him 3 months to train the behavior, he will get it in 3 months. It's all about...
Yes, that's true.
That's...
And also one what I have talked here a lot, I have some seminars all the time, webinars in Finland, and we are talking a lot about... People always ask me, oh, when we start the alert training behavior. I said, what do you mean? I don't train the alert behavior to my dog when I start to build up my dogs. The first year, I don't train any alert, because what I love to see the most of the dog's behavior. And then I let my dog to find the scent. And then I want to see how my dog is telling it to me. And that is one of the best, because then it comes to natural behavior. And then if that is good, then I take that and start to reward for that.
So you capture the alert behavior.
Yes.
So I see it in, I changed how I trained Rubble last year. And my young Australian Shepherd is now 9 months old. And until now, she never did any alert in Rubble search, but she's able to do B-level searches already. Because she learned from the beginning just to look for human scent. We did it with a tube in the in the floor with just one hole in the middle. And I went there passing by on leash. And she put her nose in and immediately gets rewarded from inside.
Yeah.
And that's how she learned. And she is amazing in nose work because the only thing she learned was searching as long as you get to your gold scent.
Yes.
And I said, the alert behavior is easy to train afterwards, but a problem I will never have with her is false alert because she doesn't know alert behavior. And now she's searching so long till she gets to the source of the scent.
That's the main thing, but many, many people, they don't understand. And what I have seen here at home is that the Primax law, they talk about that. And that's back changing. And then they have not understood what that means. They start from the alert, but that is not the way. First start and build up each thing and then start to put the change and then you can do it. But I have seen so many false alerts I hear with the people when I have now started to do more with them. And they may, oh, that's awful.
Do you think the same is true for the tracking? Because for all my students I did over the last years, I felt that in tracking it's a little bit different, so that it's easier for the dog to go on the track to something they know, to the alert, so that as soon as they found something, they can do a behavior they already know.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a little bit different in tracking than in scent detection?
No, because I do also the tracking just the same way when I had first time. I don't have any articles. And then when I put the articles, and of course, doc, oh, what's this? And then click and reward. And then it's there. And then the next, oh, it's here. Yes, click reward.
But
of course, doc will stop to the article. What is this? And then I start, okay, this is what I want the behavior. When you find article and the scent, then I want that you stop and look me at, hey, it's here. Come and give my reward.
But what are you what are you doing if you have a dog which finds that tracking itself is so self-rewarding that it never stops or even hesitate at any article?
Yes, then we have to start to train the article alert, of course.
Okay.
But most of the times I like to speak to people when you have the puppy and when you start to grow up the dog, then start to go with that. And of course, like in police force, we also get some problem adult dogs, and then we had to do then something else and teach them the alert behavior and all that. Okay, then I can, but it's not need to do to all dogs. First,
yeah,
I
okay.
want to see what the dog will do by himself or herself. And mm-hmm. then I analyze it. Okay, now I need to do something else. But first, just I want to see how the dog is behaving naturally and what dog is doing. That's very interesting to see with many breeds.
Yeah, so the best dog I've ever had on the tracking courses was a Magyar Vizsla. So we did with the water on the asphalt, on the concrete. And this Magyar Vizsla put its nose down and was like on track, never 1 centimeter beside. And I said, okay, that was really easy. We used less water. And then we did it without water and always the same. This dog was immediately on track and was like on a trail.
Yeah, and I have seen that same behavior with some other dogs also. With I call it my princess because it's a Spaniel and it's and our family, because she's our family member and she is our last dog, I think. And I was looking how she learns and how she wants to learn and how she wants to use the nose. And when I pick up the dog when she was 2 months old, I pick up the dog then from Tallinn. It's you have to go by ferry from Finland to Estonia. It was COVID and I met the puppy and then I took the puppy with the leash and started to look and saw the nose work. I said, okay, this is ready.
okay.
I never say to puppy that when my puppy go and sniff something, I never say no. Mm-hmm. Like many people, when you go out with a puppy and they get the smell, we have to go now. Let's go. And you don't let the dog sniff, but I let. I only try to look that she don't eat anything, but
yeah,
that's the main thing. But let the dog do what they...
Do you have the experience with your spaniel now that she's also not searching? I saw a lot of spaniels searching like left and right, and not straight on a track.
No. Just
okay.
This.
Oh, nice.
She goes bump and go like
20 centimeters but, around.
Yes. The main tracking training I started just about 2 months ago. When we get the snow here, then we went to the IKEA parking area where a lot of, and then we went there and we started. And after 8 tracks, it was enough for me. And now I'm waiting a little bit better weather because now we have awful weather. We get a lot of snow in a few days. And now, last 2 days, only water. And now when I'm looking out, everyone is like the ice skating rink.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's awful now to go out. You need the spikes in your leg, in your shoes. And this is not good, but better than I forward with the tracks. But at this moment, I have done maximum 15 tracks with my dog.
Okay.
And I think now she's ready. Now I can start to train the dog for tracking and also the detection work. She's also in mental, 22 months old, and I think now she is ready for that.
Especially females are ready earlier than males, ne?
Yes, much earlier, yes. And what I like, why I like females, is that they are much, much easier to teach.
Yes, but I fully agree.
With Malinois and German Shepherds, what I have had, the females, much, much easier.
Yeah.
Than the very heavy males.
Yeah, so I have now 3 males and 1 female. And if I see what I reached with my female age of 9 months, I can dream of with my male with 22 months. So it's like, oh my God, she's more easygoing, more able to concentrate during training than the males are.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And that's how it goes. And that's why I like to train with a bitch spaniel.
Yeah. So let me shortly come back to the teasing you mentioned. So you said you were searching for 5 different teas.
Yes.
So is there always only 1 tee in the search area, or do you sometimes put all 5 there and she has to search for 1 special one?
Yes, like that. So I have teach her 5 tees. 1 is target, the Prince of Wales. And the instructions are 4 from the same. We have the tee box like you have, and then there are you can buy different type of tees in the box, and then I have used them. And
but
then
she,
hot water. Sorry.
But she's always searching for Prince of Wales, never for the others.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Others are only distractions. Distractions.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever try to change the tea so that she is 1 time searching for Prince of Wales and the other times for green tea and the other time for English breakfast tea?
Yes, I have not done it yet, but then I have in my plan book. And then I will present the scent of, okay, today we search this Prince of Wales. Tomorrow I will show him something early gray on the area is also the Prince of Wales, but now you have to search this. And that's the same what I did a long, long time with the police force when I was searching with the narcotic stuff. And sometimes we wanted to find, for example, heroin, and then on the flat, everywhere was hash or something else. So I presented the heroin. This is what I want. And then doc, okay, and put the others out. This is what I search now. And they can do that.
How long do you, what from your experience, how long does a doc need to be really reliable, being able to get the scent you give the doc, that they really find it if all other target scent are also present? So not only if other distractions are present, but if you search for one specific target scent and other target scents are also there.
Do you mean how long time I have to train, or
yeah,
like our dogs when we did for narcotic dogs and others, the program took about 8 months, and then they were ready for.
And that's what, 1 hour of training time each day, or what's the training time per day then?
Now I have to calculate. During 1 week they were training, I can say about 8-10 hours.
Okay.
Yes, from the beginning. But also one what I saw with our dogs was that if I had an area where the target scent was not there, but the others were there, and then I present the target scent, and dogs were searching, didn't find. And then, of course, when I knew, because the handler didn't know that it was, the target scent was not there. And then I saw the changing behavior of dog, that this is not here. The dog started, many times they started to look the handler. And also when they were searching, they found the other scents. But they had it here, that I have to find this. And when they didn't find, and handler didn't understand, then they started to alert
the wrong
the
one.
Other. Mm. Yes, the wrong ones. Wrong ones, but they had the picture because it was positive for the dog also. But then they changed. Okay, this is here. I take this.
Okay. So just a short back again to the medical detection or biodetection dogs. Do you think that there in the future will still be a field for dogs in research for cancer, for other health issues?
I'm sure, but the main thing is, like I told, that we have the system and we can get enough training material. Then I think it's not a problem. I'm so sure that dogs, if there is some order, so send what we can teach the dog, find this, they will learn it. No problem. But what I'm doing nowadays, a lot, and that's my volunteer hobby here. I put all my volunteer time to that, is that we train for pain alert detection dogs here in Finland.
Pain
and we
alert?
Have pain. When people have the medical pain illness, so that the pain attack comes for a while, and they are very heavy pain attacks, what people have, and they have to eat a lot of medications. And now what we have done here is that we train dogs to alert about 2 hours earlier when the pain attack comes to the handler. They come and alert the handler, check, 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 take your medications. And when the handler takes the medication, dog is calm. And that works. Just today I have been working for one of our handlers. They will go to the Portugal by airplane. And now we try to get the air ticket also for the dog. And we will get it. It's not a problem. But what I have seen when I have been working with these people is that they really need help. And I feel I can help them a lot with my experience. And we have very good team, trainers. And then we work a lot with them. And what they have told to me, like a few weeks, I had a meeting with one student. She said, she told that her medications has put now time down 50%.
But wow.
Down, but it's, yes. And one lady, she said that before the dog, she was at home because she was so afraid of to go out. Because if the attack comes, and then it means take an ambulance, and she had to be in the hospital maybe 2-3 days. And when she got the dog, and with trained the dog, and now she's everywhere. She has the motor wheel shear with the motor, the wheel shear.
Nice.
And she had been out of Finland with Sweden in Spain. And she says she's so happy. Because wow. Now she's not afraid when the attack comes. And then one very important issue is also that what about the family members? Because now they also, it's relaxed for them. Because now they trust the dog. It's the same when we have the Shuko level dogs and all that. Same idea.
Yeah, but for the sugar alert, the diabetes alert dogs, a doctor told me that they now have so good electronic devices. They can.
Yeah, but we have here, and yes, yeah. You don't need any. Dog. Yes, yeah. So the area of the dog goes away. Dog has helped there. Now this pain area is very interesting. What we are doing now, yeah.
You said the dog is alerting 2 hours before the pain attack. Which kind of scent or which material did you use for the alert?
We start to motivate the dog from the breathing scent to the cotton. And when the handler, when the pain attack is coming, because they get the feeling just, and then they make the scent samples, and then we put in the glass jars and we use, and then we take the other when everything is okay. And then we make the lineup and chop, chop, and it's there.
But how you got to the timing of the 2 hours, or was it just...
It has come. We don't know that, but we have seen that the dogs start to alert about 2 hours earlier, 1 hour earlier.
But you used the scent from the pain attack, and the dog started itself to... Alerts 2 hours.
Yes. Okay. And that's also something what I have with you, how they can do this. And that's for me that how, because in the beginning we cannot get scents 2 hours before the attack. We can just get the scent when the person, oh, now the attack is coming, and then they make the scent samples very fast and we can use them. But then they start, there's some system here what they, I don't understand, but that's great. It's so great to see, and I have been so happy when I have seen how the dogs work. It's amazing. And nowadays, what the dogs, what we get, last year we trained 4 dogs, and now we have 2 in training. So it's not too much, but the dogs what we get from our blind dog school in Finland. Mm-hmm. They have the Labradors. They have their own breeding program. And then when the puppy is, they have the puppy training program, all that stuff. And when the age come about 1 year, a little bit over, then they make the test for the dog. And sometimes, oh, this is not good for them, but maybe this is for Ilkka's group, good. And then Super. We get the dog and then we go forward. So we have everything, socialization, everything is ready there. And then nice. We just start to teach the dog this. And that works very well.
So it's really interesting. So the scent of the pain attack has to be there already 2 hours before the attack.
So in the human start to happen something, and then the scent. And in the beginning, what we made a research is coming now quite soon. And we take the scent samples from the sweat. That was one. And then we take the breathe scent sample, and then we mixed. Also, we had 3 different type of training material. Mm-hmm. And then we found out that the absolute best was the breathing. That was the best and easiest for a dog to poof.
Yeah, so maybe with the sweat that the scent is coming later. So maybe within the attack or after the attack.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
very interesting area.
Yes, I can imagine. So it's with epileptica. It's the same, so epilepsy.
Same.
So you're still busy, as it looks like.
Yes, but the main thing is that I don't need to go to work every day, every morning. So every morning I can sleep with my princess, who's sleeping between me and my wife. And we wake up at about 8 o'clock, and then she's, let's sleep 1 hour more. And she wants to sleep. And then when we go, then we go. So she's one part of our family.
Nice, nice, nice to hear, Ilka. So are you still giving some workshops around the world?
Yes. I will come down to the Germany, maybe Austria and Italy in March. I have 3 webinars there, down there.
Wow.
Then I go some in Switzerland. I have also something. And
so more of ID tracking or scent detection as well?
Both nowadays.
Both?
In the beginning it was quite much with the ID tracking, but now it's going more and more. But now I'm doing detection. And the main thing nowadays, what I'm doing is cadaver detection and water search.
Really?
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
But it's more for police, or isn't it? Because
there are volunteers. For example, in Switzerland, the police, they don't have any cadaver dogs. Also, in Italy, they don't have.
So the volunteers are allowed to do cadaver search?
Yes, in Switzerland, they are.
So which kind of material do they use?
The real stuff.
So how they get it?
From the doctors, from the medics.
Because really?
Yes, they have promised for that.
Wow, nice. Yeah. So I have to go to Switzerland, but I really would like to do this stuff.
Yeah, they have it. And that was also new for me, because in Finland, no chance for volunteers. No.
Austria the same. It's just police.
Yes.
So I'm still searching for a field or for a mission type I do with my dog in scent detection, because I also was interested in the fire stuff. So which kind of material...
I started that training program in Finland a long, long time ago in the police.
But it's the same. It's only for the police in Austria. So there are not a lot of fields you're allowed to do, which I'm interested in as a private person. So, so I'm still searching for what I'm doing. And I went a little bit into medical detection now, and I already talked to some doctors. But as you already said, it's hard to get any material. And then I'm still waiting of a response from a detection team, which is searching for mold.
Mold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that area very well here in Finland. We have quite a high training program. I'm teaching also there. We have some schools where they train the dog handlers for that. And they make an education to be a mold detection dog handler.
Okay. Here in Finland. Maybe I come back to you for this topic, because I need somebody who's talking to me about this topic, because in Austria everybody's like, no, I don't like to talk about it because that's my business. So they're a little bit afraid of that I can take away their job, or I don't know, but maybe you have some contacts for me so that I can...
I have.
Oh, perfect.
No problem. I can arrange. For example, here in Finland, we have one school, training school. It's also an animal training school. It's, but then they arrange also multi-detection dog trainer handlers training courses, and it takes about, wait a minute, I was there now 2 months ago. They started. I put the theory, scent theory, and all that. They started, and now they will be ready after 8 months. Yes.
Nice.
So they go to the school, was it once in a month, and stay there 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are instructors, and they train them, and then they go home, and then they go back, and like that.
So it's a little bit of that's what you have to train next. So like we did with the ID tracking course.
The same system they have.
So do you have any experience that searching for mold does any health harm to the dog?
No, we have experienced that. No.
Okay.
It's also the same when we started to train the arson detection dogs for police, because they have to work on the fireplaces, and we know how dangerous is the stuff what is coming, because the handler must have the mask and everything. And then we were following the health of the dogs, took a lot of samples, and our doctor, they said that no, they don't get anything, because of course we have to think about dog will leave about
12 years.
Yes, not like we, like I hope 80 years now, almost 70. But anyway, and they cannot get. But we were cleaning the dogs and everything was very perfect. What we did, but we didn't. They didn't find anything about. Also, okay. The same. If you think about narcotic detection, explosives. All have the same. There are chemicals which are not good for every day to have and sniff. But okay.
So during your time as a police guy, did you always use the real stuff for narcotics and explosive, or you also use the socks?
Only real stuff. Okay. Everything. We it's a long time. Everything is a long time ago when I was in the police. But anyway, we used some like socks and chain logic, whatever they were in that time. They were Sigma and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we used them, and then we found out that now we have a problem because our dogs start to alert wrong things, and they started to make false alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put them away because we found also out if we use that training material, then we have to also after that use the real material. And then we decide, no, we use everything, we use only the real material, because of course in police it's so easy to get
it. Yeah.
A problem. For example, okay. Amphetamine, what I used was 98% amphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from the lab. And once a year, I changed all the narcotic training material for each dog handler.
Okay.
So that was very important that the whole time we changed clean training material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so interesting and so much information all the time. If you talk about scent detection, every time there pops up something new, I think you can never learn enough about scent detection or tracking or nose work of dog.
But what I, like, a few days ago, I had a seminar and I said to people there, nose work people, that, but remember one thing, the main thing is the dog and the motivation and the quality. And then it's easy to go.
Yeah.
And like you also are doing a little bit, you have your own company like I have. So some of my students or clients, they have pet dogs. And they can never go to the high level. But what I think is also very important to think that we give to all dogs something to do, what they like to do, sniff and search and whatever. If they are pet dogs, they can be, but something activate the dogs. They will have very good life.
Yeah, and if I'm sometimes really surprised with which dogs can reach which kind of level of training, only because the handler is able to use the full potential of the dog.
Yes.
So, and even a pet dog is getting amazing work just because the handler knows what the dog needs.
Yes.
And that's then, nice to see. Nice to see.
To see happy dogs. And what I always say when I have a workshop, and I say to my student, oh, now I see so many happy tails.
Yeah.
And then I know when the happy tail, then the handler is happy.
Yeah.
Both are. And that's one of the motivation why I do still this.
Yeah. I can imagine. So giving a seminar is, and seeing all the happy faces after a weekend and all the happy dogs and the tired people, it's so nice to see it if you give a workshop.
Yes, that's why we do this.
Yeah. So if the guys who listen to my podcast are interested to know more about you, what's the easiest way to reach you?
By email. Yes. Or I am in Facebook, and Messenger also works for me. And
okay. So is it okay if I put your contact details in the show notes of the podcast?
Yes. Yes, you can do. Yeah. I will
Perfect.
Answer. I will answer when I have time. And
super,
I have
super.
Time.
Ilke, it was a pleasure to talk to you again. It was really interesting for me to get all the ideas about the medical detection things. And we didn't only talk about medical detection. We also talked about a lot of more stuff. It would be really great to get the contact details for the mold group. I will come to you back to you for this, please. And I wish you all the best for the future, especially for your health issues right now.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very good now.
Oh, that's perfect. Perfect to hear. And enjoy your time. Enjoy your little princess. But give your wife also some time, please. Yes.
Yeah. The next time when I come to Europe, we come by car, the whole family.
Oh, nice, nice.
Then we will stay there about 4 or 5 weeks. We will see.
Oh, nice. So a little road trip.
Yes, road trip and have a vacation or holiday. Yes.
Nice. So I'm really happy that you have found time to talk to me, and I'm looking forward to talk to you again in the future.
It was a pleasure. I'm very happy to see you again and hear over you.
Yes.
So, let's keep in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Have a nice evening.
Yes, same to you. Okay.
Ciao. Bye-bye.